Shalom, this is Billy Brailman, the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. I have been being made aware of something since August 3rd, and the word is shaking, shakings, quaking, shaking. It started like this. August 3rd was Wednesday, and we have a Wednesday noontime prayer that is streamed alive around the world. Oh my, we just had another prayer meeting today. You'll have to go online and watch it. Every week the Holy Ghost does something, and we are being truly led by His Spirit. Today Denise Renner was there from Russia. And as I'm doing this, this is September 7, and we had prayer assignments from God. You'll surely want to go online, billybrim.org, and watch and hear what the Lord was speaking to us about today, and how the Lord took us out to the place where the high praises were in our mouths, especially as led by Denise Renner. So you want to go on the archives, of the Wednesday noon prayer to hear what happened today. But now I'm taking you all the way back to August 3rd. And if you'd like, these are still archived, and you can go on and see what I'm telling you and hear as it came fresh from the Lord, because He's leading us in these things. So I woke up first thing, you know, when your mind is fresh and you wake up in the morning and you haven't had time really to think of other things, other thoughts haven't crowded in upon you. And I was thinking about the noon prayer meeting when I went to sleep, and when I woke up in the morning, my first thought was, I need a scripture on united prayer. Well, of course, Acts chapter 4 popped into my mind. That was when Peter and John were in trouble for having healed a man in the name of Jesus, and they were reprimanded, beaten, and sent back to their, and they went to their own company. And it says in Acts chapter 4, that when they went to their own company and told what had happened, their own company lifted up their voice in prayer. Now, we will read that scripture thoroughly later on this week. But right now, I just want to remind you, because that's how it came to me that morning, really fast. I thought, oh, united prayer. They lifted up their voice and they prayed. And then I remember just really quickly that the place where they prayed was shaken. And then I heard the voice of the Lord speak to me. You pray in a much larger place. Believe me to shake the place where you pray. And I thought, well, now where do we pray? They prayed in a room in Jerusalem somewhere. We pray all around the globe because we have prayers from every continent who join us. And I thought, well, we're praying all around the world, and we know that we pray in the heavenlies because we know that we're seated at the right hand of the Father in our Lord and Savior, risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So the Lord had said to me, you pray in a much larger place, He meant, than the one room where they prayed. Believe me to shake the place where you pray. So I thought, do you want me, Lord? Do you want us to pray for a shaking in the heavenlies? And then He said to me, shake down that heat dome. We were under what they were calling a heat dome that was stationary and had just come to rest over the central part of the United States. It was being felt its terrible effects of 100 plus degree heat all across the mid and south west. And that day, August 3rd, was the hottest day on record in our part of the Ozarks. It was 109. So I came out here to the prayer people, and I said, the Lord said to shake down that heat dome. And I told Him everything I've told you. And so we prayed, and we exercised our authority against the heavenlies, those evil spirits in the heavenlies, the second kingdom system. And if you don't know about that, we have a teaching on that domain, the rulers of darkness that have to do with weather. And so we used our authority. And that day, it was 109 degrees. Our prayer was at noontime. The next day, I watched the noon weather report out of Springfield, Missouri, and they announced that it was 25 degrees cooler. The temperatures had dropped 25 degrees. Of course, we could feel it, but they said, and this is what the weatherman said, this came as somewhat of a surprise, but it won't last. The heat dome's going to come back. Well, we said, no, you're not coming back, heat dome, because we had targeted August 8th through 11. We were to have a school here at Prayer Mountain. People were coming from Canada and northern parts of the United States, as well as others, and we knew that some of them just really could not tolerate this heat dome, nor could they, you know, be comfortable in our classroom setting, because right where I'm making this radio to you right now, when we were at that 109 degrees, we couldn't get our air conditioning to cool the air adequately. So what if we had 200 people in here going to school? We knew that it would be difficult. So we said, no, you're not coming back, heat dome. And we prayed, believed God, spoke to the weather conditions, and that heat dome went away. And during our school, August 8th through 11, we were just thrilled because it was cool and we even had rain. We had had the wettest spring ever, and now they had said we had the driest June ever, so we needed rain. And all that week, we had exercised our authority and with the WWPs around the world joining us, and we had a lovely week. Well, that very same week, August 3rd, that week that we prayed, the 4th and the 5th, the stock market plunged. It looked like it was going to bottom out. They were thankful for the weekend to stop it. And I was so thrilled. I said to Brenda, oh, Brenda, you know, we were feeling powerful. We had that heat dome had come down. And I said, next week, Brenda, we'll have all the students here at the school and we'll connect them on Wednesday at noon with the WWPs. And we'll ask for a shaking up in the heavenlies where the kingdom of darkness is trying to plunge this nation into bankruptcy. We can hold back those forces of the Antichrist until we leave here, it says in 2 Thessalonians, and we need a good economy to do the work of the Lord. So it came Wednesday, August 10. I taught the classes. We had 3 hours teaching in the morning, and then we broke for lunch. And I told those classes, now the WWPs are going to join us via live streaming at noon, and we're going to come out against, together, we're going to come out against that dark dome that's trying to wreck this country's economy, that those evil spirits in the heavenlies. 20 minutes before noon, Central Time, something happened in Dallas. Lightning struck, and it struck the place where our servers are overseen by another, at that time were overseen by some other service, and everything went out. It was a power outage. The generators all failed, and we were not online at noon so that we could join in with the WWPs. At first, I was really, you know, I was despondent about the thing because I had this plan how we're going to join up, you know, and be so effective, and now it looked like we weren't going to be able to join. And so for a few minutes, I was a little downhearted, and then I thought, hey, I'd gathered all the student prayers there. They were all there, and our regular prayers from around the Prayer Mountain and the Ozarks came in and joined us. And I said, I know those WWPs. They're not going to let a little thing like this stop them. They're going to keep on praying. They're going to know it's the enemy, and they're going to keep on praying. So we got energized. I mean, we had us a prayer meeting. And this is August 10. You can go online in the archives, and you can watch that. We got so energized. And then we learned later on, because the WWPs stay in contact with me with emails and letters, and they said, we knew something was up. We called. One woman said, I just went to praying more, and I called my husband at work and told him to pray. We knew the devil was up to something. And then when the reports came back to them, to us, they didn't know what we were going to pray about on Wednesday, but they were praying about the very same thing. They were praying about those dark clouds of depression, you might say, that were trying to come in onto the United States of America. And so we had another great, great prayer meeting on August 10, and you can see that. Now, the Lord started talking to me about shakings. And remember, he said, August, he told me on August 3rd, he said, I said, I need a scripture on united prayer, and the first one I thought of was Acts chapter 4. Now, I'm going to read just a little bit of it to you. When Peter came back, Peter and John came back to their own company, and it says, verse 24, they lifted up their voices to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. And then down in verse 29, they said, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto your servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. By stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. The place was shaken. The Lord said to me, believe me that the place where you pray will be shaken. And then the next thing I thought of was Acts 16:26. This was when Paul and Silas were in bondage. They were in stocks. Their backs were bleeding. They had been whipped. And at midnight, they sang praises to God. Acts 16:26, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Shakings. In an awakening, one way you can wake people up is shakings. But the Lord said to me, in both those cases, when they were praying in Acts chapter 4, and the place was shaken, and then in Acts 16, Paul and Silas singing praises to God, and the prison was shaken, and they were immediately loosed. There was a great earthquake in Acts chapter 16 and verse 26. The Lord said to me, both of those actions began on the earth. In other words, the people prayed in Acts chapter 4, and the place was shaken. Paul and Silas sang and gave praises to God, and the prison was shaken, and there came a great earthquake. Praise the Lord. Things are shaking. We'll even mention tomorrow about what happened next in our journey of exploring shakings with the Lord. This week, I'm going to ask you if you appreciate our radio broadcast or our live streaming or our archives. If you could, and you would, we'd appreciate an offering for the ongoing of the work of the Lord. Our streaming costs are up now from 10 to 14,000, and of course we have our radio broadcasts. We're so glad to be able to come to you, but we believe that you'll get a blessing for being a part of getting these things of awakening people to the shakings of the Lord, to the things that are happening in the end times. This is Billy Brim. Shalom, shalom.